Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Bailey Smith, and she's the Executive Director for the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning to you, Bailey.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, it's an exciting time in Atlantic. It's an exciting time all over. You know, every town, every little town, every big town does things for Christmas, for the holidays to, well, I guess draw people to town, but just because they're excited about doing things and having a good time. So here we are. The time is winding down, but there's still some activities going on.
Yes, Christmas in Atlantic is still going on until this upcoming Thursday is Santa's last visit. He'll be at his cabin in City Park from 5:30 to 7:30. So if you haven't had the chance to see him yet, now's your last chance to do so.
Well, he's going to be busy after that. I think he needs some time to get ready for that next jaunt around the world. So Thursday at the cabin in City Park, come and visit Santa. And are there freebie? You have some bags of goodies?
Yes. Each kid gets a free bag of popcorn, and Santa always brings them a candy cane straight from the North Pole. And then you can also have free cups of hot chocolate while you're waiting.
Very nice. And let's see, I think the weather maybe is going to be a little colder by 30. It might actually be snowing. Wouldn't that just add to the atmosphere?
It would make it a little more magical. It's been a very warm Christmas season so far, so a little snow might not hurt a little.
I'm not sure we're in Iowa here with this kind of stuff. But anything else going on? Are we still having rides or anything else?
Santa's it. Santa's okay. The end to Christmas.
Except all the stores are still decorated, and
the lights are still on the trees until the year's over. The stores are still decorated, but Santa in his cabin will be the last chamber Christmas event.
Okay, and you know, many people, when you mention the lights, that's many people come and just sort of ooh and ah and can't hardly believe their eyes. The downtown, the main street is really beautiful, but there are decorations throughout other places too, but it's the lights that really get to people.
We get people from all over the state. We do advertising in our Iowa and Travel Iowa, and Atlantic's actually Travel Iowa's number one Christmas destination, so grand lighting always brings a lot of people to see the lights. But then the image committee has bought new decorations that are along 7th Street that have brought a lot of compliments as well.
Okay. Well, pretty soon it will be time to put all of that away and think about 2018. It's almost unbelievable. 2018, of course, there are going to be more exciting things going on.
Yes, it's a new year. The Chamber loves the beginning of a year because we get to reflect on what we did the previous year, but then brainstorm ideas of what to do in 2018.
And one of the kind of early things in the season is the annual dinner.
Yes, the annual dinner. It's a chamber favorite. It's going to be Saturday, January 13th at the Community Center. And it's just a time for the chamber to reflect on what we've done and kind of show the membership what we have planned for the new year. But then we also get the chance to thank our membership and our volunteers because they do invest a lot of time and money into our organization and the community as a whole.
You know, one of the things that, as I've attended those in the past, sometimes, you know, when you work on a project, you sometimes don't know about all of the other things that have gone on. So I think it's always interesting when you give that overall picture of what's happened during the past year.
Yeah, it gives the membership the chance to see things that they may have been involved in, but then the opportunity to see other things that they have the chance to be involved with.
Okay. And so there's dinner. What time is all this happening?
So cocktail hour starts at 6, and then dinner will be served at 6:30, and then we'll move right into our awards, and we're awarding the Distinguished Service Award, which we're accepting nominations now until January 5th. And the Distinguished Service Award recognizes an individual, a business, or an organization who has made the community a better place to live. And they have special services that benefit the community, and they demonstrate an active leadership role for the betterment of the community through their involvement in business, civic, and social service organizations.
It's a good reminder, Bailey, that it might be, and it often is, an individual, but in the past, I know there have been the businesses and organizations, and so remember, as you're thinking about who that person or who you think has done a really good job, that it could be an individual or a business or an organization.
Yeah, there are a lot of individuals in the community that do a lot, but there's also a lot of businesses and organizations that donate a lot of time, a lot of resources to help make the community a better place for us all to live.
Mm-hmm. So So think broadly and get those forms in. Is it like a 10-page nomination form?
If you want it to be 10 pages, sure, but a few paragraphs will suffice.
Okay. And get those to the chamber by January 5th. Okay. And it's also a social event. I think it's just kind of a fun time to see everybody, and you've had that kind of downtime after all the holidays, in a couple weeks, cleaning up the Christmas tree, all that. And so it's kind of fun to get out and just celebrate the new year. So then what's next on the calendar, Bailey? I know, you know, this is a big event in January. Kind of as you go through the months, what are some of the things that will be coming up?
We have the annual dinner in January, and then towards the end of February, we start our Total Resource Campaign, which is the Chamber's big yearly fundraiser. We go out and get sponsorships for the whole year, but it's also our membership drive. And we have a great group of volunteers that go out and try to attract new members to the Chamber.
Let's talk about membership. When I think of the Chamber, of course, Chamber of Commerce, we think of businesses as being members. Who else could be our members?
Anyone can be a member of the Chamber. We do attract a lot of businesses, but we also have a lot of individuals who may be self-employed or who may be retired but still want to give back to the community in some way. So we do have a smaller membership involvement for those individuals who do want to give back to the Chamber and be involved in a community aspect.
And I'm assuming the membership fee also varies from person to business to whatever.
Yeah, we have a tiered due structure, and it tiers down by how involved you want to be. And so if you are someone that's retired who's just looking to support the Chamber, we have a lower investment level that you can partake in.
Now, your total name is the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. So talk about, why is that word area in there?
We are the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. We want to make sure that we're reaching the whole county. We're the only chamber in Cass County, so we want to make sure that while Atlantic is the hub of the county, there's also a lot of other great communities that are filled with a lot of great individuals and businesses that we want to serve.
And one of the things that you work on, and it's a lot of work to put together the guide that covers the county?
Yeah, we put out a community guide at the end of every year, and it has a business resource in the back full of our chamber membership, but then it also has sections of each community that makes up Cass County. And anytime a new resident moves to the county, they get this community guide. So it's a really great resource to use to advertise for yourself, but to also try and attract new residents.
And hopefully we all can see that working together will accomplish more than being really competitive from town to town, because there are different resources in each of the towns.
I agree, yeah.
Okay. And of course, another thing that when those other towns put things in, we're really kind of talking tourism also.
Oh, yeah. Cass County has a lot of things that attract people to visit. You've got the Hitchcock House, you have the Koch Museum, you have the Anita State Park, you have the Cass County Museum in Griswold,
and
the American Legion Memorial Building in Atlantic. So there's all of these great places that do attract people to Atlantic that we love being able to advertise for people.
Okay. So it is really truly an area kind of thing. And I know that when you have people come to town who may be just visiting, maybe they're here during the week or visiting somebody, they stop by the chamber office because they want information.
Yeah,
I'm thinking about that rack you have there inside the door.
We are the first place that people come. We have a rack full of brochures that cover the whole county. So if you do have a tourist attraction that you are wanting people to come check out, drop off brochures at the chamber. We hand out as many as we possibly can.
Have you, in the last year or so, Bailey, since you've really been here, have you had anybody come because it is the depot and they're interested in railroads?
Yes, we actually get a lot throughout the whole year we have a lot of people that follow the Rock Island line that goes across the country. So we get a lot of people with their cameras that come to take pictures of the trains, but they also want to see the inside of the depot and see if it's got some of that same character that it used to have, which it does, because when it was remodeled, about 90% of everything in here is original. So it's a really cool place to check out if you are a train enthusiast.
And it's a good reminder that 2018 is the 150th anniversary of Atlantic, And the railroad was a really, really important part of that. So folks, if you haven't gotten into what's going on there, better do that too. So Bailey, remind us again, Santa Claus is?
Santa Claus is going to be here this Thursday. It's his last visit. He'll be at the park from 5:30 to 7:30. So bring the kiddos if they haven't had the chance to see him yet.
Okay, and put on your calendar the annual meeting, which is?
January 13th at 6 p.m. at the Community Center.
All right, thank you very much, Bailey Smith, Executive Director for the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, and wishing you all Christmas blessings.